tugging, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eyes. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired but disconnected.
Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Snug Sound, a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. I'm San Sharma and I just spoke with Aaron Hintz from Citrix Online. Work, Aaron says, is not a place you go, but a thing you do. We couldn't agree more. Let's hear that interview now. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. Okay, so I'm here with Aaron Hintz, who heads up Citrix Online Global Marketing Team. That's right, Aaron, isn't it?
Actually, it's the worldwide marketing and e-commerce team for for the division that does the go-to products as well as Podio and others.
Okay, so Citrix has been growing, isn't it, with Podio joining the team. And so actually, before we get really started, let's maybe you could explain to our listeners how Citrix and its products are supporting mobile workers and managers around the world.
Gosh, there are so many ways. I think one of the core things that we do is we enable people to work from anywhere. And we're true believers in the fact that work is no longer a place you go, but it's a thing you do. Yeah. And with the proliferation of mobile devices and so many other capabilities, as well as products like ours that enable people to work from anywhere, it's really changing the way that people work.
Yeah, and people's attitudes towards work is changing too. And I should say, we're big fans of work shifting, which I know you guys are involved with. I mean, work shifting is a bit like working snug is how we describe it, but maybe you could explain to our listeners what work shifting means.
Work shifting is really the ability to work from anywhere, whether you're working from home, as many people do these days, or if you're traveling for business, or, we'll have a lot of customers such as our GoToMyPC customers. An example would be a dentist, or a doctor who's traveling and they're on vacation, but a patient has an emergency, and so they need to connect in through GoToMyPC to check their files, check their information, look at an X-ray, whatever the case may be, and then take action or speak with whoever is there in their place. So it enables people to have a lot more freedom, whether it's taking vacation or being able to work from many different places just in their everyday life.
Yeah, and in that example with a doctor, it could literally save lives.
It could, yes. Yeah. We have a lot of great stories from our customers.
And what about the stories within Citrix itself? Because how big is Citrix? How many employees are there?
We have about 7,000 now worldwide.
Okay, and how is Citrix making work shifting work for its own employees?
Well, we have a policy, but we have such a belief in the ability for people to work anywhere, and we have such great tools to enable that it's more up to a manager and employee and different teams and how they want to make it happen. And so, for example, in the marketing and e-commerce team, first of all, I have teams around the world, so we connect over GoToMeeting with HD Faces, and we'll have our one-to-ones this way. We also have people in multiple offices, so I work in our Santa Clara office, our San Francisco office, our Santa Barbara office, and from home. So I'm kind of the ultimate in work shifting, and it's more of an attitude and an approach, but we're very open to people working flexibly. The other thing is that we have a number of remote employees, so employees that don't live anywhere near one of our offices, and that enables them to connect in again with our technology and meet with teams or with people. We also have Podio, which is a really great product, which enables people to create a workspace and collaborate on different projects or for many various purposes. And so with all of these tools, it really enables people to have that flexibility.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say tools, because I guess when putting together a mobile working policy document, There's stuff in there about working styles, but that's difficult to define because it's so individualistic. As you were saying, people have lots of different ways of working. I guess it's up to the manager and the small team. But is it more to do with tools? Because at the moment, there's a bit of a contention between companies providing the tools that they approve of and its employees wanting that bring your own device movement that is so kind of topical at the moment. But how do you balance a mobile working policy document with a bring your own device policy?
Well, we do have a BYOD policy, absolutely. So I think, again, every company is different, and it's also very individual. There are some people who don't want to work from home. They want to come to an office every day, and then they would use our products more for when they're on vacation or other things like that. But in terms of BYOD, that is just happening in terms of consumerization of IT, right, where people are bringing their own tools to work. Whatever they're using at home or in their personal lives, they want to be able to use that at work. And more companies are getting flexible and enabling that. The big challenge is around security of data. And that's why products like our ShareFile product are so great, because it secures the data. So you can share files through ShareFile with anyone within your company or outside of your company, and it's completely secure. So it's just a matter of finding the right tools to make it work.
Yeah, and I guess the security has to be in the apps themselves, because you can't guarantee with the hardware what kind of security level you're going to get. So is Citrix, with its go-to products, making a point of being everywhere so people can use their apps on whatever platform and device they want?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of our big, factor of our vision, is that in addition to people being able to work anywhere, they should be able to work from anywhere with and from any device. And so we have a real any approach, from any device or application to any. And we really support that through all of our technologies and through the way that we work ourselves.
I like that any approach. I think we're going to start using that too. So allowing employees flexibility like that, allowing them to work on anything, anywhere, I guess it attracts some of the best talent. Employees are expecting that, you know, they want to work their own way and do good work, of course. But what are the other benefits for a company adopting mobile working?
There are so many benefits. I think in addition to attracting talent, because, in the old days, people used to have to move, you know, when they took on a new job. And so there was so much more of a thought process that had to go into it. Mm-hmm. These days, with the flexibility that we can offer, you can get the best talent no matter where they're living, and then they can maintain their family life and what they want to do in their personal life. So it's a real benefit. In addition to that, though, I think employee retention. So we've had a number of instances where we've had great employees and they've had to move because either their spouse got another job or was going to school somewhere. There are many different examples, and what we've enabled is we've said, okay, well, you can move there and work from that location. So it's about employee retention as well. And the other piece of that too is the flexibility. You know, as people have families or have other things that they want to do in their personal life, taking the commuting out of the their everyday just gives back sometimes 2 to 3 hours to people. And by doing that, they can, A, get more work done, but then they can also really balance that with their family life and their personal life. So it's about employee retention too. And then I think another great benefit is cost savings, because people don't have to travel as much. And so our company, for example, we absolutely save on travel because people just don't have to be person to person. You can have a face-to-face meeting over our technology. And then it's also about savings in facilities. So when you do have a number of remote workers, you're not having to provide an office for them. And so there's a saving there as well.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned the commute and savings to be made there, because I'm in London right now and the Olympics is going on and flexible working is really in focus because people are avoiding going into the city. So what tips would you give London managers that are maybe experiencing flexible working amongst their staff for the first time?
Yes, I think it's really important to have that flexibility, because if you don't have that in the instance that you're experiencing right now in London, then people could be wasting hours and hours a day or having to take vacation or many other things. So offering the flexibility is great for employees and for managers. And so the biggest tip I think I would provide is be clear on what needs to get done. So if people are working from home, for example, for the first time, managers should just be really clear, okay, what do we want to accomplish this week, and have an agreement on what those objectives are, and then it'll be great from there.
Yeah, I guess flexible work improves it, and as you've said, it's less to do with geography and time and more to do with output and that being immeasurable rather than just kind of showing up.
Yes, absolutely. And if you look at it, I mean, salespeople have traditionally been remote workers, or they've been in locations, they've worked from home, or they haven't, or they've just been out meeting with customers. And so salespeople are a great example of work shifters because they've been doing it for many, many years. But the thing with salespeople is they have very clear objectives. They know what their number is. And so for non-salespeople, that's just a real key for managers and employees to be in sync on what their objectives are.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that salespeople are good examples of mobile workers. They've been doing it for a long time. But what are the kind of workers that may struggle with mobile working, home working, or flexible working? It's not right for everyone, right? How might managers struggle with certain workers taking on this new kind of work?
I think it's more of a personal thing. There are people who just want to be in an office and want to be around other people and want to be working in that kind of environment. And so that's, again, why it's important to offer flexibility and not force remote work on people, because that's not for everybody. So it's a matter of offering choice.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And it's been a great choice to use GoToMeeting to run this interview. It's like we're in the same room and we're all very far apart. Thank you very much for your time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, that was Erin Hintz. Thank you, Erin. We do recommend GoToMeeting, and the blog we mentioned there was workshifting.com. We've written some guest posts there. And don't forget to check out our own blog. That's blog.worksnug.com. And thank you for listening. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com.